Most Jews say there are three branches of Judaism, but I say there are five, and all five support Zionism. First is Reform Judaism. Reform Jews are very liberal. A large portion of them support homosexual marriages. Second is Orthodox Judaism. Orthodox Jews subscribe to the Talmud, which denies the Messiahship of Jesus Christ. It also blasphemes him. Third is Conservative Judaism, in between Reform and Orthodox. Conservative Jews tend to like their religion both ways. A little Talmud here and a little tolerance there. Fourth is Hasidism. Hasids are ultra-religious and waiting for the Messiah. Many Hasids thought Menachem Schneerson was the Moshiach. But after praying around his grave for a week, hoping he would rise from the dead, they left him for a corpse. Fifth is atheistic Judaism. This is the largest and most powerful branch of all. Jews like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Elie Wiesel, Lloyd Blankfein, and Alan Dershowitz would belong to this branch. They identify as Jews but lean towards secularism. They play their Jewish card to push their agenda. For if you're against their program, then you're anti-Jewish. For instance, Ruth Bader Ginsburg of the Supreme Court recently said that Americans are ready for homosexual marriages. Yet most Americans are against deviant sexual acts, such as a man having sex with another man's anus. Yet they're not anti-Jewish. No matter. The fifth branch of Judaism, atheist to the core, beginning at the highest bench, will shove their agenda down our throats. I'm so glad I left Judaism. Not only is it bankrupt, it's destroying America.